So, even though we're talking about Old Testament faith today, this idea of faithfulness, this moral idea of living faithfully in the Old Testament continues in the New Testament and is even brought out in later scriptures such as James, even stronger maybe than it was in the Old Testament. So this idea of faith is played out in obedience and penitence to God, and it becomes a moral quality or faithfulness. So now if we move to another man in the Old Testament, the man by the name of Abraham, you know, he's another awesome example of faithfulness. And if we skim down, and I'm not going to do it, but write this out to the side of the sermon notes if you want. Genesis 22. We find that God asked Abraham, to sacrifice Isaac, the child of promise. Now, if you remember, Abraham and Sarah were too old to expect a child by natural means. Abraham makes the offering. So now, let's just pause a minute. Let's think about this. If you've been around church very long, you've heard this story before, and maybe for some of you it appalls you, okay? But first of all, you've got to take us back several thousand years to Abraham, right? He has prayed his whole life. And what does the Bible say? He's around what age? Yeah, he's around 100 years old. Now, I want some of you to think of that. At 70 and 80. We have a few 90. But think about that. God wakes you up during the night and says, "You're going to have a baby." Matter of fact, let's back that up to 43. Oh, Lord have mercy. Abraham and Sarah have been praying for years to have a baby, and they never did. And suddenly, the miracle happens, and Sarah is pregnant. And then God says, after Isaac is born, and maybe he was 12 or 13, and I look at Paul now, and David and Stephen, and I think about, if God would come to me and ask this question, what would I do? Oh, dear Jesus, don't ever do that to me. Right? Abram, I want you to take this amount of wood. I want you to take some fire. And I want you to take your son Isaac. I want you to go to the hills and make sacrifice to me. Abram was faithful and did as he was asked. And Abram makes the offering, and when they get there, there is nothing to offer, and suddenly it becomes clear to Abraham who he was offering. This is hard for us in this day and age to think about, isn't it? Now, don't get me wrong, it wasn't any easier then, but it was easier accepted, I think, probably. Our morals have raised to a situation where it's like, no God would ever ask us to do this. But in a way, God never planned on him doing anything, did they? God's point was, are you willing to sacrifice what means so much to you, Abraham? The gift that you prayed for almost your entire life at 100 years old, and now you finally have it, and you have wooed that young boy to the age of 12 or 14, and then, are you willing, Abraham? Are you willing to take that gift and sacrifice that gift to me, Abraham? Now, you know, Paul says we only see through a glass dimly. It's times like these that we can say praise God for that. Amen. Because God never planned on Abraham sacrificing anything but a goat that was tied up in the thatch. You see, this happens over and over in the Bible, even in the New Testament. Jesus will ask people to give something up that is special to them. Remember the man and the boy, the father and the boy who had epilepsy, right? And the disciples couldn't could not heal this boy. And Jesus took the boy, blessed the boy, healed the boy, gave the boy what? Back to his father.